Welcome to On The Record with Chloe B, where I invite celebrities on to tell their truth behind the headlines. You can listen every Monday at 6 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube.
Welcome to On The Record with Chloe B. We are back for
Series 2!
Yay! And who better to have on as a guest than my Jack. Jack was my first guest. Yeah. On series one, so I thought it just makes sense that you come on series two.
It's only right to kick it off with the best, because obviously I've got the most views. And
and the thing is, when you can, if you start and you peak, it's just sort of, it's just downhill from them. But it's all right, we keep trying.
Oh yeah. Have you noticed how, as I introduced series two, like I was sort of trying to be sort of co-host a little bit?
Yeah, you are.
I'm sort of co-hosting.
Heath does think he's co-host, and I do actually
But I've had a bit of an input into what, you know, what we're talking about and stuff. So
I do think I feel like probably every episode there will be a chance that Jack's probably lingering.
Yeah.
In a part of it.
I actually said to her, didn't I? I said to you, oh, I like this studio. I'd like to get my own little podcast studio so we can talk while we're both doing each one. How would that even work?
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't.
But obviously I had to have you on because I do think...
You just love me.
Quite a lot has changed since you was last here, hasn't it, Jack?
How mad is that, though?
And we was just in the mirror taking pictures.
No, but look, you say a lot's changed, yeah?
A lot has.
No, it has physically, but I think it was always inevitable, wasn't it? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've chased me for so long now. You've chased me for so long, and I just gave in and said, do you know what?
Don't say that, please.
In the end, listen, after all the love notes... You know, I thought, listen, I'm gonna have to move in with her now.
That is not true at all.
Yeah, but listen, look, we've done this probably, about a year ago?
No, it was October last year.
October last year, all right.
Yeah.
It's about nearly a year ago then.
Yeah.
Even then, when we was on the way home, you said, look, can I stay with you? I love you.
Yes,
you did.
That's not true, he's lying. Don't lie.
You said.
Don't come on here and lie, please.
I'm not lying. You said, we got in the car and you said, look, I love you.
I dropped you home.
You didn't come in and stay?
No. I did.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Stop lying.
You said, I love you so much, please.
Okay, it's not true at all.
but we've always loved each other, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. One of our most asked questions. So I done a little Q&A on my Instagram about you coming on. Everyone was really excited about you being here.
Yeah, who are the On The Record fans?
Yeah, and mine. And I feel like, to be honest, my Instagram might as well be a shared Instagram with Jack at this point anyway.
Yeah. At this point?
Yeah. But they did ask, how did we end up getting back together? So can you explain...
What? Why am I explaining?
No, it's just, you're my guest.
Can I just say as well, though, I am obviously the guest, right? She's on the record with Chloe B. But Chloe had an idea that she wanted the first episode back to be me hosting it and asking her questions.
Yeah, because the thing is...
She kept asking me, have you wrote any questions? I kept forgetting to write the questions. So I think today you went, right, he's not doing it. And then you changed the idea because you threw me at lunch. I was having a beer at lunch and you threw me.
I threw a curveball.
You threw a curveball at
me.
You threw a massive curveball and said, I thought that was a bad idea. I'm doing it now. All this time, I thought I was hosting.
No, we're both...
So I had a little funny thing I was going to say at the start. I was going to be like, hello and welcome back to On The Record with Jack Fincham. And everyone would be like, oh, what the fuck? And it's actually just me. It's not funny.
No, I've had this idea because I've never had an episode about me and people was asking for one to talk about news.
Oh, what you mean, your articles? Yeah,
about me, because I mean, there's been a lot. There's probably on par of our many bad ones you've had, to be honest.
I've had any bad ones.
We've had fantastic ones.
I've had no bad ones. What are you talking about? I ain't had bad press. Bad press?
I just thought it'd be better to just do basically one just talking about us, because I'm sure people are a bit confused now we live together and stuff.
But so I don't think it's confusing.
It's not confusing. It's
look,
just
you got to think.
Can you explain how you end up getting back together?
I'll be honest. So you got to think, we've been on and off now for like 5 years, realistically. Like I was 26, you was 18. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a long time ago. Like I'm 32, you're 24.
I'm 23.
You're 24 this year, so you're 24. Oh, okay, so you're 23. Do you know what I mean? It's a long time ago, isn't it? Like, them years are different. And, I don't know. It was always going to happen, I think. And we always end up getting... Somehow, no matter what happens in between, we just always end up finding our way back together, don't we?
We did.
Yeah, so basically, we was talking, weren't we, like, towards the end of last year. Probably from the podcast, really.
Yeah, we was
and then speaking. And then we... you come round mine on New Year's Eve.
Things went absolutely terrible.
Things went tits up, man. Now we started arguing on New Year's Eve. I don't know what happened. I went. I'm going out. And then we stopped talking. Then we stopped talking for about what we left it. Then you got in contact in about about a month after.
Yeah.
After a couple of failed dates. She had a couple. That's what she does. She goes out. She goes out of idiots.
I'm gonna edit this out anyway.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Why? She'll go out on a date with an idiot, right? Realise they're not funny. And then comes back to me, and then So then that was at the beginning of the year. After we stopped talking for about a month after New Year's Eve, and then we just sort of went from there, didn't we?
Yeah.
And sort of built on that.
We had a bit of a blip. We got back together. I'm sure everyone's seen on socials who's posting together. Then we had a massive argument again around about February time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, where we've been dating for so long, innit? Like, there was no other...
We couldn't
start again and start dating. We've been through it. We know everything about each other. We're best mates anyway, aren't we?
We are. And the thing is as well...
So the next thing was to move in together.
Even when we go through stages of not speaking, we'd always end up talking to each other.
Yeah, because we find the same things funny.
And like, even when we've dated other people, the other people we've dated have always felt really uncomfortable about our relationship. Because we'd always carry on like speaking to each other and stuff like that. So I just think, yeah... It was sort of a natural progression to move in with each other.
Because you get
it?
The same. Anytime you've ever in between dated someone else, they would always sort of mention me.
Yeah.
And I'd get the same. People would go, oh, you're not with Chloe anymore.
Yeah, that was definitely.
And I'd go, no. But then the thing is, you know, some people would like sort of slag off their ex or whatever. I've never done that. We've always been like, no, they're going to be a part of my life in some capacity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's it was the only thing to do next, wasn't it, to move in together?
Yeah, like how it come about, the moving in together. So we had a discussion.
Well, I ain't got no pants on. I've gone commando. This chair's a bit hard on the bottom. Oh, no, I'm rigid. Yeah, no, I don't know. I should have wore them.
So we had a massive conversation at Greenwich. I remember where we was. We went out together.
Oh, yeah, I took you by the river.
Jack basically sat me down and he'd never asked me to be his girlfriend. He sort of just told me. He was like... You're my girlfriend. I want to move in with you by the end of the year. And I thought, oh, this will be lovely. But we ended up doing it a little bit quicker than we planned because...
Literally, like, how long after?
About a month after.
Do you know why? Because you ran with it and you went out and you started looking for houses straight away. You
that
did.
That's not true. I lived with my mum and my mum was moving out.
She went, right, I know. And you started looking for houses. But you found...
I found the perfect house. We are really happy. Mm. Since moving in together, Jack, another question was, what have you learned about each other since moving in together?
Oh, there's not really much we didn't know about each other, though, is there, really?
Yeah.
You've probably learned that I'm organised and tidy.
Are you joking? He's the messiest person I've ever met in my life.
You've learned that I like to keep everything, you know, organised, tidy. I like to make sure everything's put away as soon as I've used it. You probably learned that about me, ain't you?
It's not true in any way, shape or form. I got a clean around the other day and it was almost like Jack was intent on sort of undoing everything the cleaner had done. Like he was just sort of following her around.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you was.
I wasn't. What happened?
Like, no. With wet shoes while she was mopping.
No,
like.
Not on purpose. But what happened was is she had just finished mopping the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
But I popped out the garden to talk to the dog or whatever. And then I come back in and obviously got a bit of mud on the floor. But it was just bad timing because I needed a drink.
So, yeah, I was absolutely fuming about it, basically.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything else about me since moving in together?
I've learned that she likes to do this, yeah? So before, when we wake up in the morning, yeah, you've always done this. I probably ignored you before, but now I have to deal with it every day. She likes a rundown of before we were asleep. She'll have a little rundown. So in the morning, she'll go... Till I fall asleep before you, and I'll go. Oh, I don't know. I think so. She goes, "What was I doing? Was we cuddling last night?" And I go, "Yeah, no. What did I look like when I was asleep? Did I fall asleep straight away?"
No, but you're
a terrible looking sleeper. but you like to have a full rundown of before you fell asleep. Like I'm sitting there going, "Fucking, what time she fell asleep? Shit, she slept. She off yet?" Yeah, there's loads of little things, man.
I wasn't
surprised by each other because we've had times we've always stayed together for years, haven't we?
Yeah,
we've been to many hotels.
We have
exotic hotels.
Shutter Island
hotels.
Did I say about what happened last?
When I made you watch? I think you did actually.
If I didn't, then I'll say it again. Yeah. Me and Jack went away together.
Oh, she farts in front of me now as well.
No, I don't. I don't.
I'll tell you what, there was one that filled up the room the other day, mate.
I did tell you. Oh my God, Jack, stop. And he's made a massive deal, yeah. He walks into the bathroom the other day while I was going to the toilet and he was absolutely baffled that I had my legs crossed.
Oh, she goes to the toilet with her legs crossed. It's bizarre. Mate, it's so strange. She's that, she'd be having a pony like that.
Ridiculous.
Right. Have you ever seen anyone go, she's going to go to the toilet? I mean, number one, you can only really wipe from the right. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then even her mum, this is obviously a thing that goes on in the Brockett household, because her mum went to me, she went, have you seen her go to the toilet yet? Like it's a thing. Who ain't seen Chloe go to the toilet? She went, have you seen Chloe go to the toilet yet? Seen her legs crossed? I went, yes, I have actually, Claire. It's mental.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah. But no, it's when you say learn, we already know everything about
we
each other.
Yeah, we haven't really learned anything.
It's sort of like, there was nothing, there was no surprises, was there? It was like, we're just fully how we expected it to be.
But
we have a laugh every day, and we love just Sam. But it's like you spend every day with your best mate, isn't it? Like,
we do have the best time. And I feel like as well, like a lot of people say like either moving in together either makes or breaks a relationship.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like before we moved in together, don't get me wrong, our relationship was good. But one of the questions I got asked on my Q&A was, like, what advice would you give for someone who's been on and off with someone for a long time and they're trying again? And I think that, like, you know, as much as we're sitting here laughing and saying everything's great, which it is, I think, like, getting back with someone that you've been on and off with for a long time is really hard. Like, it was really hard with
me. It's not that. It's like, you think, yeah, if you're on, you think 5 years for us, yeah? So a lot of water goes under the bridge, isn't it? So, like, you know, we've both been with other people. You know, we've both had other relationships. It's just whatever, it's how you want to look at it. Like, I look at it, because my mum always used to say to me, like, my family would say, you know, you've had it right in front of you all the time, who you should be with Chloe. Mm. Because I think if you always end up finding a way back to each other, there's got to be something in it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, to move forward, if them two people got back together and then keep going on about the past and things that happened, it ain't going to work, is it?
Yeah.
Me and you, look, thing, we both know what's happened. We both know the past. Like, and I couldn't give a shit.
There has been stages where we both have brought it up. Like,
of course we do. We're only human.
And we're both as jealous as each other. And I think actually the problem what we had as well was, because we've dated before and obviously been like together romantically, but then also just been friends.
Yeah, yeah, we've had it all.
We'd tell each other things about people and go, oh my God, we're not on a date with this person, haha. Now, obviously, like, that would never bloody happen.
No.
But it's like the way our relationship was quite different for, like, it's been...
Well, yeah, there was a time... Well, we'd obviously, you know, every now and then would be a bit more than friends, but like, but like, we was mates, and then we was both dating, and we'd tell each other about it. Do you know what I mean?
Most
and
of
just
time
basically,
it was,
we both just slag off the date we'd been on.
Yeah.
Because I'd go, God, mate, she's useless. I mean, in fact, I was actually on a date once, and I FaceTimed her while on the date with the other person.
Out of all.
Just yeah, because I thought I was waiting for a really big reaction, but you never even reacted. And I was like,
yeah.
And I was, do you know what? It's actually nasty. I shouldn't have done that.
No.
And yeah, and
so what advice would you give for people that are getting back with someone they've been on and off with?
If you're willing to let all the water under the bridge go and you're willing to look forward and move forward, then yeah, go for it. Because I think I always used to think once stuff has happened, long it off. But I think that if you keep finding your way back to each other, there's got to be sank in it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Surely.
And I think as well, it's just getting over like your own insecurities. Like,
all this stuff's your own insecurities.
I'm not perfect either. Like, I'll be the first to admit, like, tomorrow, Jack is going away for work. Like, you're going to Cavos, he's hosting a pool party. He gets paid to do that. And I've not been happy about it in any way. And it's not because I feel like...
Because I'm in Cavos, I'm a sex icon. And that's what she's worried about.
On the Record with Chloe B is sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out, as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, the Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe 10 for an extra discount.
Okay, so another question on the Q&A is, how did we meet?
When was the first time we actually met in person? I remember what happened though. I messaged you on Instagram, didn't I? Because you copied me and joined the same agency as me.
Mm, same management.
You wanted the same management as us. So you were the same management. So I was sort of like, welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team. Bloody hell.
Did you work in the office?
I know. What the fucking hell. What a creep. Welcome to the team, I said. And then we was chatting, weren't we? But then what? I can't remember. When was the first time we met in person?
We met at a boxing show. We was both at a boxing show, but it was only briefly. We just said hello. You said hi. And then we met at, he was at Lakeside doing a PA and I picked you up.
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Like,
and then you come to my house, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
dropped him out.
Yeah, you didn't drop me out. No, you didn't. You come in.
And
then you had a little cuddle.
Yeah.
So coming for a cuddle. No, but the thing, you didn't stay though. You left quite late. I think we got in bed and watched a bit of telly and that.
Yeah.
And then you went home like later on.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed. I was like, I can't believe she's not staying.
Yeah.
What's happened to me? Have I lost my touch?
Such a little bitch magnet that he honestly was like.
Bitch magnet? What's that coming from? Bitch magnet. Bitch magnet. I'm a babe magnet. You probably think they're bitches. I'm a babe. Trust me, I'm a babe magnet.
Not the minute,
I'm a BO. Fucking hell. I just cop that. It's this material. It's like that. It's like this, like that nylon material. I went, God, I've got no pants on. I've got BO. Why have you invited me here? I don't know. No, do you know, because I washed them all this morning, didn't I?
Well, I made such a big deal.
I made a big song and dance about washing all my pants.
I had some washing left in the washing machine.
Yeah, but I asked you for 2 days to get it out.
He was going, no, but the thing is, you'd think that Jack hasn't got any arms because he could have just picked it out of the washing machine, but he gets opening the door and just sort of going, staring at him walking off. It's annoying.
I know. But it's out now, and my pants are now in the wash.
Thank God. Ready for his trip to Cavos.
Ready for my trip to Cavos.
You're pulling out all the stops, aren't you?
Yeah, they're all new as well.
So
new pants.
Some more questions. And this actually links in, because there was an article recently about us in The Sun. Not sure if you see it.
Basically, I don't read them anymore, because...
But it was a good one, this one, actually.
No, I know, but I'll let you... Anything to... You see them before me. I don't...
It was a good one.
Chloe's top Google search is Chloe Brockett. It is... I promise you, you type C on the phone, it just comes up, Chloe Brockett, straight away.
Get off my phone. So,
I'm not on your, I don't go down your phone.
No, it doesn't. So, the most recent article about us was, though, that a source had said that I've given you a deadline I'm proposing to me. Is that true?
Is it true? I don't know. Is it?
Have I given you a deadline?
You have sort of given me a deadline, yeah. You've sort of given me a deadline.
And people was asking about engagement.
Yeah.
The grunt.
What you said? Come on, Jack, expand. Expand. No, you've given me a bit of a deadline to propose. You want to get married, don't you?
I've always wanted to get married.
But you've always wanted to get married, but I think specifically to me. But yeah, no, I'll be up for it. I'm up for it. To be fair, actually, and I said this to you and I meant it, I've always said that I ain't never wanted to get married, never been interested in it, never thought, I can't wait to get married one day, never been interested in that. But since obviously me living with you and being so in love and being in such a lovely relationship, I'd like to, and I'd like to get engaged. I like the idea of it.
You've sort of like...
I'm not being funny though. She was in Rankins the other day doing some work with them, yeah?
Yeah, jewellers.
She's been in the jewellers, right, in Rankins jewellers. She sent me a photo of a ring, yeah? 50 grand. I went, in what lifetime are you getting that? So, and so casually posted out, I went, hey, Jack, you can get me this one if you like. And I went, how much is it? She went, 50 grand. I went, well, that's not happening, is it? That isn't happening.
I literally sent it to you and went, lovely, isn't it?
Lovely, isn't it? Yeah, well, yeah, good luck. No.
We went to Ibiza recently, yeah, and he kept going to...
Oh, this was a bit out of order.
His brother's engaged, and he kept going, I've been on the phone to Oliver, and we've been planning something. And
she's going, oh, my God, don't.
And he told Oliver, and Oliver went, that's not funny.
He wasn't funny,
so unimpressed.
No, basically, I kept saying to Chloe, she was going, oh, look, when are we going to get engaged?
I wasn't pestering you.
There she was. You kept saying, when are we going to get engaged? Do you want to get married? And I was like, yeah. Don't forget, something special might be going on in Ibiza. And she's going, oh my God, really, don't.
Don't.
It's not happening.
Nothing happened.
I would like to do it. I would like to do it this year. But it's got to be a surprise though, isn't it? You can't just jump in with stuff
I'm a bit of a control freak, so I doubt that it'll manage.
You can't just jump into things like that. You know what I mean? And you first of all said, you wanted to do it somewhere cold in like a log cabin type vibe. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, since coming back from Ibiza, you want it to be somewhere hot.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's month depending, it's season depending.
It's seasonal, yeah.
It's seasonal,
but he definitely
yeah.
will do it, so.
Will he?
You will, yeah. Oh, well, don't.
No, I will.
You will?
I want to.
You want to.
In fact, can you turn the lights off? You ready? Come on. You said that you went gone.
And another question is children. A lot of people always come in on my Instagram about when are we having kids.
We need to have them. I really want one with you.
Yeah.
I really want one with you.
For me,
I'd love it. Like I'd love it. Like I love kids, don't I? Like even when we go out, like I always chat to like the little babies and kids tonight. I love them.
I do love kids, don't get me wrong, but
you're not maternal though.
I'm not the most maternal of people. No. My mum always says I look really awkward holding a baby.
But
I definitely want them, I just don't know when. Like, I think like you sort of give
even
me a deadline.
I've given you a deadline on kids and you give me a deadline on marriage, which is about right. You gotta think I'm 32, like I don't wanna, you know, us to have kids when I'm like close to 40.
There's an age gap between us.
Yeah, because obviously we're 8 years apart, aren't we?
It's more nine.
It's not more. I'm born in 1992. You're born in 2000. That's 8 years. Just because yours in December, you can't keep just shaving off a year. You keep shaving a year off for no reason.
Okay, so there's 8 years between us. But obviously I do want kids, but I'm just not sure when. I think like, you know, we really want to like spend next summer away, don't we?
Yeah, we want to spend the next summer in another country.
Yeah, so we want to do that. Like, we just, I don't know, we don't know.
We've got Elvis, haven't we?
We have Elvis.
He's a baby.
He is a baby. So obviously I do want children. A lot of people do comment on my Instagram asking when we're going to have kids. A lot of people say when he's going to. But I think in my head, in the dream scenario, it'd be like engagement.
Yeah, but that's like the ideal thing how people used to do, isn't it? Get engaged, get married, have a chavvy.
I know, but I really don't want to like, I want to sort of be how I am when I get married. I don't want to have pushed out a kid. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what difference do you think you're going to look
like? My tits will be saggier.
Saggier? I mean, they're saggy already, but they're going to be even saggier. Nah, you can't say that. They will.
So anyway, we will.
Yeah, we are.
What would you call it?
Little Jack. you know, off of Meet the Fockers, LJ.
Yeah, LJ.
Grandpa Jack is full of
And
then, what do we say for a girl?
You laugh.
Oh, BB. our neighbour. They're great. They've got a little girl. She's like, what, she's 2.5?
She's 2. She's great.
She's 2, yeah. We went over to see her the other day, didn't we? And she's called BB. It's the cutest name.
Yeah.
I want to call, if we have a girl, call her BB.
Call her BB. So, after we finish the questions, obviously, when I looked back at our first podcast we did together,
yeah,
how much has changed with both of us since we last filmed? You were talking about what you wanted to do in your life and your goals. What do you think has changed in yourself? What have you achieved since you was last on the pod in comparison to...
Mate, I've done well. Like, I've done, you know, like, we went out to Dubai together, went and boxed on a massive card in Dubai.
We went there.
Got myself back. I mean, I put on weight again.
Should we talk about the floods in Dubai?
Oh, it's mental.
We went out to Dubai when it was flash flooding, and I arrived.
Cloud seeding, it was.
Yeah, it was actually crazy. I arrived like a few hours after Jack, and I just got straight into the bed.
Oh my God,
room was pitch black, and then I've woken up here to this little man knocking on the door. And Jack.
Little man. What was it, a borrower? Was it a borrower outside the door?
Jack answered the door. And this man come in and was like squeegee in the bedroom because our room had flooded so badly. But the problem was Jack actually didn't react to it. Like, you didn't pay any attention. He just opened the door, let him squeegee the room, and like, I was like, what is going on? The room's flooded so many times.
When I say flooding, it was like that.
It was so thick.
And the rest.
It was my first time going to Dubai. If I can, I'm going to try and insert like some videos of what happened. I'll get my editor to do it, because it was actually crazy. Like,
I've got some mad ones. Sitting on the edge of the bed, yeah? And like my whole, it was up to my ankles, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But what happened was, so I had obviously arrived in Dubai early, whatever.
You arrived like 5 hours before.
I arrived at 5 hours before it during the night. Then I'm laying in the bed, let her in. She was annoyed that I wasn't like, oh my God, yeah. I just rolled over and went back to sleep, yeah? And then you'd been in bed for about what? An hour?
An hour.
And then all of a sudden, the borrower knocks on the door.
Man.
And the geezer knocked on the door. I just got up, walked through puddles, didn't say anything.
I heard a splat.
Let him in, and he just got back in the bed. And then all of a sudden, he's then squeegeeing.
It was bizarre. It was honestly, and I'd never been to Dubai before. I was so excited. I'd planned so many outfits. Mm. I bought so many changes.
It was freezing. It was horrible.
It was freezing cold for most of the time we was there. The room.
I couldn't even get to train. I was out there to fight. Essentially, that's what I was out there to do. I couldn't even get to the gym.
No, and then you got stranded at the hospital.
Oh my God! Yeah, before I boxed, I had to get my bloods done, and I got stuck at the hospital for 5 hours. So basically, I got there to get out of the hospital. I had to walk about a mile through, I'm talking, sometimes it was up to my waist, and this is not exaggerating, it was up to my waist across roads. So my mate, who lives out there, he could only get as far as about a mile away from the hospital. So I had to walk a mile through like floods, and I was hiding a little case and was holding it above my head.
I don't know why you just put the case out.
No, I had my stuff in it, my training stuff in it, because I'd been to the training with Archie, wasn't I? So yeah, mate, it was a nightmare. But then I went in the ring, got the job done, knocked me spark out round two.
It was amazing. So but I must say, I don't enjoy watching you fight at all. Like,
unless I'm down a boozer.
I hate that as well. But I absolutely hated watching you fight. It was honestly, it was the most sick I've ever felt in my life. Like, I've grown up watching boxing, my stepdad's a trainer and all that, but oh my God, watching someone you love in a ring is the worst experience ever. I hated it, didn't I? I was a nervous
wreck. I was meant to fight a couple of weeks ago. You was actually are glad, weren't you?
I was glad and upset. Like, obviously, the fight was lined up, you trained hard for it, but you hurt your hand, didn't you? So what else has changed in your life since then? You won, you got the big win in Dubai. What else is going on in your life? I feel like sitting with you now, obviously we live together and we spend every day together, but I do feel like if you watch them two side by, if you watch now and the first one side by side, bloody hell, it's like a different person, I think.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What do you mean though?
You seem much, much happier in yourself.
To be fair, I am. I'm happier in myself, without a doubt, yeah. Like, I know I'm more clear. I was a bit of a crossroads, wasn't I? Before I didn't really know what I was doing.
Miss Runway are famous for their loungewear. Miss Runway shop is located at Crate, Loughton, Essex. You can also find them online at www.missrunway.co.uk. Use my code CLUBBY10 for 10% off.
A lot of crap stuff had happened, didn't it? You know.
Yeah, I think for both of us, like we was both in a bit of a.
You know, we were supposed to. You know, I lost a few big jobs and things and. You know, I just weren't happy with my situation in life, was I? You know, but that's why I love you so much, to be fair. Like, you've never, you know, I've had money, not had money, you know, been, I don't know, good in myself, been down all the time, but you've always loved me exactly the same throughout all these years, haven't you?
I have, I
and,
you.
Like, I think, you know, I just appreciate you a lot more because I'm now happier in myself. But I found it hard to appreciate what I had in front of me when I didn't appreciate even being alive sometimes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't really appreciate like the fact I was waking up breathing every day sometimes. So how could I then go and appreciate someone was always there for me? Didn't care.
I must say that Jack does give the best advice ever. He didn't used to.
Nah.
It was always me dishing out advice. But yeah. I think like sometimes, like even for me, like, you know, the bloody hell, since our last film, like the amount of changes in my life, I quit Towie, like that was my job of
yeah, so I'm saying, weeks. And that's why it was good to have each other through that, because you know I know what it's like to do something for a long time and then it goes and it's the uncertainty, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
You know, you've done that since you was 18 years of age, man.
Yeah, and even it says to me, like, the thing is, obviously, Jack's known me since I was 18 and then lives with me now. And even he says, you know, like, Chloe, that show has probably really sculpted how you behave, your mannerisms, the way you think of things, the way I react to things is probably a lot more.
You got to think like when
aggy than it normally. Yeah.
You got to think when I was 18. Yeah, I was just a kid. I was running about. I was just about trying to get into clubs and like, you know what I mean, scraping my last tenner together to get a bottle of vodka before you went to a club and you know could only afford to go on the shittest holiday ever. You was thrown into a TV show, 18 years of age, had everything. Everyone knew who you are. You probably grew up a lot faster and you probably took a lot of things for granted.
Oh, 100%.
You probably took so many things for granted that, like, a normal 18-year-old, you know, would appreciate more. And I think that, you know, we don't need to go into detail, but we spoke about it before, like, little things I hate, like you said, like, little things that you would expect or get angry at. Other people wouldn't care or get angry. It's because, you know, you think from 18, fucking, of course you're going to be like that.
Yeah, of course.
If you've been, not pandered to, but if you've, you know, you've lived that life since being a kid. It's a proper kid. Because even you look at your 18-year-old self now.
I look like a kid. You look like a kid.
You look like you sound like a kid, yeah.
I think that, you know, there's been massive changes in our lives, but I think, like, obviously I haven't spoke about leaving Towie, so I'm glad that I'm doing it here. You know, I've been asked to speak about it a lot, but I think I wanted to do it here because it can't be edited or changed in a certain way. You know, I made the decision to leave.
You said it to me well before you left as well.
I said it a long time before and it was a decision that I'd made. Like,
didn't just happen overnight. You said it to me months before you actually left.
Partly during my last series of filming, I think I'd come to the terms with the fact that it wasn't something that was making me as happy as it used to. Like, I always felt like it was it was the thing that brought me the most happiness for a really, really long time. I absolutely loved my job. I thought it was great. And I think that throughout the later series that I filmed, that it just wasn't the same anymore and I wasn't enjoying it. But I think I never was going to be that person that left and had a departing scene. I just physically wouldn't have been able to bring myself to do it because I would. It would be like...
It basically leaves the door open a bit.
But also,
it
was just something I would never have had the guts to do it. I would never have been able to.
You could
to
have
say,
done it like, you know, someone leaves EastEnders in the back of a taxi.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it. Like, I think that there was part of me that would have wanted to and be like, you know, and left it on a maybe nicer terms. But I never would have had the guts to say this is my last scene because there would always be something that would go, well, you know what, actually, there might be another holiday. Or, you know what, it might turn around and I might start enjoying it. I never would have had it in me to do it and physically leave. And I think the way I done it was the best way I could have. You know, I had a conversation with the producers and said that I was leaving and that was that. But, you know, we're still here doing this.
There's so many more big, like I used to think it though, like, and that's why I knew how you felt because I'd done TV, I ain't done took TV in a little while now. I'd done something, a little something last year for Channel 5. But I haven't
done. You smashed that.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I've got Mick Shipman'd. I don't know if any of you have ever
Jack
seen.
Jack's done this absolute.
No, listen, let me say it. Yeah. So you know Gavin and Stacey, innit? Where yeah. Mick Shipman, he's on the news and it's a big thing. Oh, he's on. And then he's made it a massive thing. Everyone's phoning each other. Mick's going to be on the telly.
Jack,
I was doing this. Oh, I've done something with Channel 5. It's brilliant. It's called When Sex on TV Goes Horribly Wrong. I've told everyone, right? Yeah. So like Mick Shipman, and he went, well, it's not what you expect to see at work in the morning, right? And that was it. Mine was pretty much cut to four words.
We was in bed. I'm sat on the end of the bed. I've got my phone ready. I'm thinking, oh, Jack's going to come on in a minute. I was so excited. You'd think we'd never been on
Bear
TV.
Bear in mind,
in our
this
life.
Is someone. Yeah, you'd think we've never done TV. I've done telly for the last.
It's the same person who won Love Island. Yeah. I'm sat on the end of the bed going, oh my God, he's coming on in a minute. Absolutely buzzing.
I got Mick Shipman.
He said about four words.
I know. I know. But what was I saying? I was actually saying something quite serious then. No, but like, yeah, you know, you've done it. It's the uncertainty thing, isn't it? Like, when I stopped having TV things, and Brandy was coming, all my own fault, obviously, but it's nothing that can't be reversed. I'm like, it's like, you start thinking, oh my God, it's the uncertainty, because there's nothing guaranteed there.
And you don't know what to do, I think.
And it's deciding what you really want
to
do.
I think I spent so long as well being told to do things and how to act, and you've got all your
fuck that. I couldn't do that
anymore.
You know,
now. I had set days I was filming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't ever put anything in the calendar that day because that's when you film, and it was almost.
And just so you know, this is a bloody Thursday.
This is a first half. I'm rogue. But I think that
so rogue.
Going from having such a structure to not was something that I found really hard, and is only something now we're settled in the home and we're back working and we're doing these things that it's become like I've got used to it now. I've got used to it now. But what else has changed in your life since we last filmed the pod?
Moved out of Mummy's.
Yeah.
Living with this little rascal. Living with this little ball of fun.
Did you find moving out hard, be honest?
It was hard work, wasn't it?
Such hard work.
It's not that. It's like, I've moved loads of times. Not loads. I've moved in three, four different places and I like on my own. But it's the whole, I don't know, it's the whole, for you it was hard actually.
So hard.
I've done it. I know why you found out, because you'd only ever lived in that house with your mum.
Yeah, since I was young, like, it was my family home. My mum lived there with my stepdad and my stepsisters, and then when they split, it was just me and my mum there. And like, there'd been so many times, like, when I was younger that I'd had the money to move out, buy
but
houses.
Then you don't fancy, yeah.
And I'd gone and viewed them and shit myself, to be honest. And I was like, this is my home. Like, I wanted to stay there. And I don't think I would have ever moved out, to be honest. Like, I needed the push to do it. And I think moving in with you, finding the beautiful place that we found was that push. Because otherwise, I wanted to move out. And I don't, to be honest with you, I'm not in a nasty way. I don't miss living with my mum. I don't. Like,
no.
I love seeing her. I love meeting her for lunch. But
well, I'll be honest, I was still at home. Not out of choice, it was out of necessity, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had to live there for whatever reason. But yeah, I think it was definitely the right time for you, wasn't it? You do miss them, but it's nice to have the choice of when you want to see these
yeah,
people.
Yeah, like, and I like it when my mum comes around. And like, I like.
Well, she popped around, you weren't even here the other day.
Yeah, and you was having a great time.
Having a great time, playing with the dog out the garden.
Yeah, but yeah. I think we did find it really hard, and like, especially how much closer.
No, for you, yeah, and you don't realise how much, I mean, I've been through it, I've kind of streamlined my stuff a little bit, but like, obviously you move in a whole house, mate, like, you don't realise the amount of stuff you've got. Like, she's taken up the whole of the loft.
I know.
With just stuff. Like, I had to go up into our old loft loads to get stuff down for it,
he's
didn't
fucking,
I?
He's fucking
and I'm going, like, do you want that? Yes.
He's forgot about Halloween just, pumpkins.
Yeah, he forgot. Angry about this shit pumpkin, like plastic pumpkin, angry about that. Wanted to keep all the worst decorations I've ever seen. Like,
well, the Christmas ones.
They're crap.
No, they're not. They're in the loft.
Okay, well, we're going to recycle them then forever. Because we're not buying new ones this Christmas because you can't make me make this big song and dance.
They're in my boot. They're not even been moved.
No, they're not. I've moved them in the loft now because you dumped them from your boot into the conservatory. I said, look, we've got to tidy the conservatory. So then I moved stuff out of the conservatory up in the loft.
The one time.
She doesn't do anything in the house.
One time Jack's tidied his up was when we've come back from Ibiza. I'm in the most crippling pain I've ever been in my life. I don't know what happened. I woke up and just could not move my back. One day that happens. Jack decides to be the most proactive he's ever been in his life. I can hear him lugging things around the house. Ugh, he's going moving things around because he's annoyed because I'm not helping him. I couldn't physically
move. I don't need your help.
You do.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Has anything else changed since we moved in together?
So you're going to just keep asking me what all the different things that have changed?
Yeah, because we haven't filmed since October together and we have changed a lot. So anything else changed in your life?
I've got a girlfriend now.
Probably had one when you filmed before.
I'm the best. I had a few. I had a couple. Hold on, October 23. Yeah, I had about three then. Yeah. No, loads of shit, but all for the better. Myself, if you're asking me, I just all round feel happier, more put together in life. Because saying that, October, the end of last year, doing my life coaching stuff and trying to better myself really towards the end of last year, wasn't it?
Mm.
Controlling the amount you drink, loads of stuff.
But I feel like Jack doing that is actually amazing. Like, I would love to do it as well because the advice he gives is amazing. Like even down to certain things, as I said, leaving Towie, I've found it hard to adjust to life. Not because I miss it, just because it's what I'm used to. And I think you giving me the advice.
I take a lot of that advice from Jack when I've done court sessions with him.
He's amazing.
He's sick, man. He's sick.
The advice that you give me, it's so interesting because that is such an interesting perspective to have. Like, you can't live in the past. You've got
exactly.
To
and it's not that. It's like I would always go. And this is when I'll be doing my sessions with Jack, and I've said it to you, because when you say about Towie and TV and that, I always go, I want to get back to doing this. Oh, I want to get back on TV. Why are you going backward in life? You've got to go forward.
Mm.
So instead of saying, I want to go back to doing this, you actually want to go forward, creating more opportunities that are even better than the first one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because let's be honest, not you, me. Like, if I had gone back to having the amount of money you had and the amount of opportunities you had, if I was the... back to being that old person, I would have fucked them up anyway.
Yeah.
So being a new person, creating new opportunities and new things, I'm not going to mess up because I'm more appreciative of them and I've worked for myself. Same way for you. Now, all the opportunities you create now, anything TV-wise in the future, we've made ourselves and you've created yourself. And you know, when this podcast, keeps going and taking off and whatever, like, it's all because you created it. Because that person before that was filming 3 days a week wouldn't be here on a Thursday, would she?
No, and the truth was as well, getting this and when I had sponsors reach out to me, it was probably the most proud I've ever felt of any project I've ever done because it was mine, and it was something that I'd made myself and I made the name for it and I found the studio and all these things.
Yeah, of course.
The idea that someone wanted to invest into that or even when people listen, it was the most proud I've ever been, not for all the other shows I've done before because I've done loads and just been handed them.
On the Record with Chloe B is sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, The Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe 10 for an extra discount.
Yeah, talk about our future plans. Yeah, I mean, we make sort of plans as we go along, don't we?
Mm.
And if sometimes the thing is, it's nice having the freedom to sort of to change what we want to do. We want to live abroad next summer, don't
we?
Yeah,
we do. We're
you know,
really
we've got a lot of TV
that.
Stuff in the pipeline.
We do.
This really is super, that's well exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And I think
we actually are going to be back on your screens.
We will be back on your screens.
Yeah.
Which we're really, really excited about that. Like,
so
I think
good.
That, like, that's something I miss. I do like.
I miss it. It's brilliant.
TV.
Doing TV is sick.
Good. Like, and I think that us together, I do feel like we're our best selves when we're together.
Yeah, we are.
We are. Like, we do. I get a bit lonely when I'm not with Jack now.
Yeah.
I miss him. So I feel like I definitely couldn't do a show without Jack. And doing it together is going to be really, really good.
It's
going to
be sick.
I can't wait.
It's going
to
be sick.
That'll be really good. And then obviously, like, we always make plans, like, work-wise.
Holidays.
You're focusing on your business as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really cracking. I'm really... Look, it doesn't mean I don't want to do all the other stuff, like boxing. Obviously, I'll be fighting again at the end of the year with my hands better. TV again, Instagram bits and pieces, but I'm gonna build up my business even more. build up the office supply and stationery company, because I've always done that anyway, and I, you're doing your filler. So we're going to build businesses that we that are going to run anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
But in, and then, because you're going to be busy and doing positive stuff, and other opportunities open up, because I'm not messing about going out doing things I shouldn't be doing all the time.
Right.
You're not just doing the same thing repeatedly. We're doing new things and more opportunities are coming, aren't they?
We are really excited about it. We do. We started to practice gratitude as well.
Yeah, started to practice a bit of gratitude.
Gratitude. So,
because I'm massive on manifestation and I know that it works. So
yeah, well, you even manifested moving in, didn't you?
I manifested. We manifested, all of it. What else has changed? You got any new tattoos or anything?
I have got a tattoo.
Oh,
yeah.
What is it?
Well, Jack's talking about this because it's so funny. We was going through our old text messages together, and from like 2021, I'd sent him, I was obviously joking around, I'd said something and gone, oh yeah, I'll get a J, and it was a tattoo of a J. Yeah. So, you know, I haven't told anyone, it's a bit of a secret, but I've got a J on me.
Tattooed on it.
Haven't I, yeah.
Yeah. So it's mad because we're talking about manifesting.
Manifesting.
And I said, sometimes you're doing it without even knowing you're doing it, and the things you put out there and say are going to happen, mate, sometimes...
Happened.
Years ago, because we was looking at the photos and the J that she got, it's the same J, the same font, everything. So it's already been put out into the universe, and then it's all worked that it's going to work. It's little tiny things. It's amazing. That's why it's exciting to think that we can do whatever we want now, can't we? We can.
And you know,
we can build a really good life.
I want to talk about as well, like a few of the things, like. Obviously, since you last filmed the podcast with me, a few like rubbish things happened, like with stuff in the press and stuff like that. And I don't even want to talk about them.
Stop dragging me down, man.
No, because I don't want to talk about them. But like, how did you? Obviously, I've known you for so many years, and I've seen you get really down about things like that. And I feel like this time you didn't. So how do you feel like for someone listening that normally lets things get them down? How do you feel like you decided to sort of? Turn the things that were going on away from you? How did you sort of keep positive? Because I noticed,
mate, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I, without going down that route, because this has been a nice chat, like, there's days they think, fuck this, oh, I can't be bothered anymore, can't be asked, don't want to be here, can't be asked. But then, like, it's nothing's ever as bad as you think. Like, it really ain't. Like, so what, a few people write a few bad comments, or some idiot writes something about you in the paper that you know ain't even true? Whatever, whatever. I'm still going to go to bed and wake up breathing. And for every, you know, bad... listen, it's not saying this is like a rule for everyone, because everyone's different, everyone's situation is different. But me, myself, when things have gone wrong and I've been in the darkest of places and whatever, nothing's ever as bad as what you think it is. And also as well, nothing's forever. Mm. Nothing lasts forever. Like, even life, like even me and you ain't going to be here forever.
Mm.
We're not here that long. We're 80, if you're lucky. Do you know what I mean? So when you're having a really awful time and whatever, and you look back at it at some point. And another thing, I read something somewhere, or I see a video, and it was like, if something isn't going to be a problem in a year's time, is it really a problem? And I've just took that on board. Because it's true, like, you know, at the minute, you know, say I felt like I'm a bit out of shape and I'm a bit unfit at the minute, so I can't train properly.
You love sweets, though.
Love sweets. Like, no, but I'm obsessed with them rainbow belts. I've not stopped eating rainbow belts.
I think he gives me one. Like, I'll go, can I have one?
And even that, I don't want to.
He just pack it and doesn't let me have
I don't want to give them to her. But yeah, if they don't say it's like a problem in a year, it's not really a problem. Just, yeah.
So that's how you think you stay totally.
How did
positive?
We get on from me being so influential and positive to talking about rainbow belts and me and my sweet habit? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
you know how to bring me down, man.
No,
I'm joking.
Well, thank you for coming on and being my first guest back.
Are we going to leave together now and go home together?
Well,
it's brilliant. It's brilliant how you're doing an outro, right? We're leaving together. We're getting in the same car.
We're going together. We're going to bed together.
Which she even said on the way here, she was like, do you know what I want to do? We do a thing. We get home, and we like to have the windows open in the front bedroom.
Because we've got really nice windows.
We've got a nice window. Have the fan on, and we lay there watching the telly. So we're gonna go and do that.
And we're really excited about watching a program tonight. If you've seen it on Netflix, give it a watch. It looks really good.
Oh, what's it called again?
It's called like The Footballer, The Wife, and The Crash.
Yeah, we're gonna go finish that off.
Started watching it, and I had to leave, so I had to take Jack out.
Yeah, so we're gonna go watch it again.
So we're gonna go and watch.
I'm not
that.
Your. I had to take Jack somewhere. I had to take Jack to nursery. I'm on a driving ban. Okay, I'm not a child.
So, yeah. Thank thank you for coming on and being my first guest back.
Come on, let's go.
I do feel like this isn't going to be the only time you see Jack this series. I feel like he's definitely going to be lingering in absolutely everyone.
Not lingering, but we can have a Jack segment where you ask a few questions.
Or you might become a bit of a co-host.
I'd like to be a co-host. Yeah. We should do something. I'll get
a little marker pen.
Yeah,
and
no,
and
literally just write and Jack, yeah. It's quite funny.
Well, thank you for coming on, Jack. So if you do love me and Jack content, then we have had quite a good idea.
Brilliant idea.
It was mine. Of course it was.
It wasn't your idea. It was our idea.
No, it was my idea.
But basically, we think about doing a little something together.
Thinking about doing a little something together, we've just found the perfect set.
We found the perfect set for it as well.
It's right next to us. Of course it is at Blank Box.
You can't see it.
It's there. Of course it is at Blank Box, the best studio.
Yes,
this
it really is.
My second series here, and I absolutely love them. But we are thinking about doing our own little podcast called At Home with Jack and Chloe. Mm. I mean, if you've enjoyed this, you're going to enjoy that. Yeah. We've had a lot going on at home.
We've not even touched the surface of the things we can talk about.
We've had
test passing. We've had brushes with the law. We've had all sorts go on.
Brushes with the law.
Yeah, we've got loads we can talk about, man.
So I think we are going to do that. I just thought we'd tease that for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching On The Record with Chloe B. Make sure you check me out on YouTube, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, comment and like. I wanted to say a special thank you to Blank Box Studio and our lovely sponsors, Tooth Club and Miss Runway.